Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Towne help you out today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Atlantic Collision Center has expanded, and that's why we've had to move to a bigger location. This move means we have room for your semi, RV, bus, or farm equipment. Of course, we can still work on your car, truck, SUV, motorcycle, and more. We also do glass work, whether it's a rock chip or a full replacement, and as always, we work with your insurance company. Customer service and satisfaction are still our number one priorities. Atlantic Collision Center, 1500 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
In high school girls softball play last night around the area, in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Denison defeating Atlantic by a score of 11-6, a 7-run inning for Denison. Put that one out of reach. Creston beating Glenwood 9-6. Harlan over Kemper Catholic 12-3. Shenandoah beat Red Oak 12-5. It was Lewis Central, a winner over St. Albert 4-1. In Western Iowa Conference softball, Riverside over Nishnabotna 15-0. Logan Magnolia defeating Charter Oak Ute 9-2. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills was a 3-2 winner over East Mills. Also in girls softball last night, Ballard swept a pair from Carroll 13-3 and 6-2. Des Moines Christian beat Panorama 12-2. Lenox over Nottoway Valley 9-2. Southwest Valley topping Bedford 16-4. And Woodward Granger, a winner over West Central Valley by a score of 8-6. In baseball play last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Denison over Atlantic by a score of 7-1. Shenandoah beating Red Oak 12-0. Glenwood beat Creston 3-1. St. Albert over Lewis Central 1-0. And Harlan beat Kemper Catholic 7-2. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Woodbine 12-2. Corner Conference saw Fremont Mills beat East Mills 3-2. Also in baseball last night, Bedford edging Southwest Valley 5-4. And Lenox outscored Nottoway Valley by a score of 12-7. Well, Daniel Pinheiro's sacrifice fly scored Thomas Woodruff in the bottom of the 15th inning to give Virginia a 3-2 victory last night in a game that matched the longest in the College World Series 66-year history. Pinheiro fouled off two squeeze bunt attempts against Trey Teagle before he lofted a fly to center. Cody Jones' throw toward home never had a chance. The Cavaliers' bench and bullpens emptied, with everyone mobbing Pinheiro near second base. Virginia, which had a walk-off win against Mississippi on Sunday in 9 innings, will now play Friday in a bracket final. TCU will play Ole Miss in an elimination game on Thursday. Artie Lewicki got the win. Teagle took the loss. That was the longest game as measured by innings since Southern California beat Florida State 2-1 in 15 innings in the 1970 National Championship game. Also yesterday in Omaha, pinch hitter John Gatlin singled into short right field over a pulled-in five-man infield in the bottom of the 9th inning, gave Mississippi a 2-1 victory over Texas Tech in a College World Series elimination game Tuesday. The exciting finish came after Texas Tech had tied it in the top of the 9th inning. The Red Raiders went 0-2 in their first College World Series. Ole Miss won after Colby Bortles walked with one out. Brantley Bell hit a comebacker to Cameron Smith, who tried to force out Bortles at second, but he threw high into center field, allowing Bortles to get to third. Dominic Moreno came on to face Gatlin, with Texas Tech shifting an extra player to the left side of the infield and going with only two outfielders. But Gatlin punched a 1-2 pitch into the outfield, and the celebration was on. In Major League Baseball, Michael Wacha escaped a pair of jams with strikeouts, and the St. Louis Cardinals snapped a fifth-inning tie, posting a 5-2 victory over the New York Mets last night. Yadier Molina hit his first homer since May 24th for the Cardinals, who have won 8 of 9 and will go for a three-game sweep on Wednesday. David Wright hit his first homer since May 28th, and Lucas Duda also connected for the Mets, who have lost 11 of 14. Mets manager Terry Collins batted the pitcher eighth, with Eric Young Jr. hitting ninth for the second straight game in an effort to stimulate the offense. During the 14-game slump, the Mets have scored two or fewer runs 7 times. Daisuke Matsuzaka worked a scoreless 7th inning in relief of Mets starter Jonathan Neese. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Cincinnati over Pittsburgh 6-5, Miami beat Chicago 6-5, Philadelphia over Atlanta 5-2, Milwaukee beat Arizona 7-5, the Dodgers over the Rockies 4-2. Alex Gordon and Mike Moustakas homered as part of a 7-run second inning, and the Kansas City Royals took over first place in the American League Central on Tuesday night with their 9th straight victory, this time 11-4 over the Detroit Tigers. Gordon and Moustakas hit 2-run shots off of Max Scherzer, And Kansas City has won the first two games of this four-game series pretty emphatically. The Royals, who trailed the Tigers by seven games after a May 20th loss, now lead Detroit by a half game atop the division. Scherzer yielded a career-high tying 10 runs over four-plus innings. The reigning American League Cy Young Award winner allowed the first eight batters of the second inning to reach base, with Kansas City scoring six runs before they ever made an out. Yordano Ventura allowed three runs over eight hits in seven innings in that contest for the Royals. Elsewhere in the American League, the Angels beat Cleveland 9-3, Yankees down the Blue Jays 3-1, Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 7-5. It was Boston over Minnesota 2-1, and Oakland outscored Texas 10-6. In interleague play, Seattle beat San Diego 6-1, Washington over Houston 6-5. The White Sox beat San Francisco by a score of 8-2. Also in Pacific Coast League play yesterday, El Paso beat the Iowa Cubs 8-5, Omaha a winner over Albuquerque 13-6. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Atlantic Collision Center has expanded, and that's why we've had to move to a bigger location. This move means we have room for your semi, RV, bus, or farm equipment. Of course, we could still work on your car, truck, SUV, motorcycle, and more. We also do glass work, whether it's a rock chip or a full replacement, and as always, we work with your insurance company. Customer service and satisfaction are still our number one priorities. Atlantic Collision Center, 1500 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic, 243-7757. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, Pro Bowl pass rusher Justin Houston was a no-show Tuesday on the first day of the Kansas City Chiefs' mandatory three-day mini-camp. Houston, who is entering the final year of his contract, also skipped 3 weeks of voluntary workouts. He is due to make about $1.4 million this season. In other news, tight end Travis Kelce, wide receiver Kyle Williams, and cornerback David Van Dyke did individual workouts, but were mostly limited. Kelce is coming off knee surgery, Williams tore an ACL, and Van Dyke has a hamstring injury. Cornerback Sean Smith was absent with an illness, and rookie running back DeAnthony Thomas appeared to overheat in the hot, humid weather. He spent several minutes slumped in the shade before being escorted off to the locker room. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Browns have agreed to terms with quarterback Johnny Manziel on his rookie contract. Financial terms of the deal were not immediately available. The Browns moved up in May's NFL draft to select the former Heisman Trophy winner out of Texas A&M with the 22nd overall pick. Manziel went 20-6 in two seasons at A&M. Seattle Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch was in attendance when the Super Bowl champions opened their mandatory three-day mini-camp Tuesday. Reports surfaced last week that Lynch might consider not attending the practices in hopes of getting a higher salary for the 2014 season. Lynch signed a four-year contract before the 2012 season and is scheduled to make $5 million in base salary this year, plus per-game roster bonuses. Well, Penn State Athletic Director David Joyner will step down August 1st after nearly 3 years at that post. Joyner steered the department following the Jerry Sandusky scandal and Joe Paterno's death. He took over in November 2011 after Tim Curley was placed on administrative leave. Joyner hired Bill O'Brien to replace Paterno following sanctions levied against the university because of the scandal. O'Brien coached the Nittany Lions for 2 years before leaving for the NFL's Houston Texans. Joyner also hired former Vanderbilt coach James Franklin as O'Brien's successor. Joyner played for Paterno from 1969 to 1971. Well, Brazil and Mexico played to a scoreless tie in their second game at World Cup, leaving both teams atop Group A with 4 points. Goalkeeper Guillermo Ochoa made a series of outstanding saves to help Mexico earn that draw. Also Tuesday, Belgium opened its World Cup schedule by scoring a pair of second-half goals, beating Algeria 2-1. Russia and South Korea played to a 1-1 draw in the World Cup opener for both of those teams. Meanwhile, the United States team has injury issues following Monday's win over Ghana. Jozy Altidore was carried off on a stretcher after his left hamstring gave out in the 21st minute. He awaits tests that will determine whether he can return for this World Cup. The U.S. Soccer Federation says Captain Clint Dempsey should be able to play in Sunday's World Cup game against Portugal, despite suffering a broken nose. And in basketball news, a string of underwhelming NCAA tournament performances obscured the fact that the Big 12 was perhaps the best league in the country in 2013-14. A flurry of moves in the past 2 months should help keep the Big 12 stocked with talent next season. Texas recently signed the nation's top remaining recruit in forward Miles Turner. League champion Kansas added point guard Devontae Graham following the departure of Nadir Tharp last month. Iowa State replaced DeAndre Kane with another one-and-done senior, former UNLV star Bryce DeJean Jones. It's no coincidence that the Longhorns, the Jayhawks, and the Cyclones will be among the favorites in a conference that should again be loaded in 2014-15. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Dougtown help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.